there is only one question which really matters. Why do bad things happen to good people? All other theological conversation is intellectually diverting, somewhat like doing the crossword puzzle in the Sunday paper and feeling very satisfied when you've made the words fit. But ultimately, without the capacity to reach people where they really care. Virtually every meaningful conversation I have ever had with people on the subject of God and religion has either started with this question or gotten around to it before long. Not only the troubled man or woman who's just come from a discouraging diagnosis at the doctor's office, but the college student who tells me that he's decided there is no God, or the total stranger who comes up to me at a party just when I'm ready to ask the hostess for my coat and says, "I hear you're a rabbi. How can you believe that?" They all have one thing in common. They are all troubled by the unfair distribution of suffering in the world. The misfortunes of good people are not only a problem to the people who suffer and to their families, they're a problem to everyone who wants to believe in a just and fair and livable world. They inevitably raise questions about the goodness, the kindness, even the existence of God. I'm the rabbi of a congregation of 600 families, or about 2,500 people. I visit them in the hospital. I officiate at their funerals. I try to help them through the wrenching pain of their divorces, their business failures, their unhappiness with their children. I sit and listen to them pour out their stories of terminally ill husbands or wives, of senile parents for whom a long life is a curse rather than a blessing, of seeing people whom they love contorted with pain or buried by frustration. And I find it very hard to tell them that life is fair, that God gives people what they deserve and need. Time after time, I've seen families and even whole communities unite in prayer for the recovery of a sick person, only to have their hopes and prayers mocked. I have seen the wrong people get sick, the wrong people be hurt, the wrong people die young. Like every listener to this book, I pick up the daily paper, and fresh challenges to the idea of the world's goodness assault my eyes. Senseless murders, fatal practical jokes, young people killed in automobile accidents on the way to their wedding or coming home from their high school prom. I add these stories to the personal tragedies I have known, and I have to ask myself, can I, in good faith, continue to teach people that the world is good and that a kind and loving God is responsible for what happens in it?